Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Numbers chapter 21, verses 4 through 9. But the people grew impatient on the way. They spoke against God and against Moses and said, "Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? There is no bread, there is no water, and we detest this miserable food." Then the Lord sent venomous snakes among them. They bit the people, and many Israelites died. The people came to Moses and said, "We sinned when we spoke against the Lord and against you. Pray that the Lord will take the snakes away from us." So Moses prayed for the people. The Lord said to Moses, "Make a snake and put it up on a pole. Anyone who is bitten can look at it and live." So Moses made a bronze snake and put it up on a pole. Then, when anyone was bitten by a snake and looked at the bronze snake, they lived. Rejoice and look to Jesus in faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Did you know that a $1 bill does not cost $1? The Bureau of Engraving and Printing, or BEP for short, makes $1 bills in Texas and Washington, D.C. The workers at the BEP weave linen and cotton into paper. Then they use special ink to color the paper, so it looks like a dollar bill. If you add up the cost of the linen, the cost of the cotton, and the cost of the ink, can you guess how much it costs? A $1 bill costs 7.7 cents. Of course, if you take a $1 bill to the store, you can buy more than 7 cents worth of candy. That's because a dollar is worth more than the paper and ink that are used to make it. A $1 bill is a promise. It says, "I promise you can trade this paper for $1 worth of something you want." Imagine somebody who doesn't believe that promise. He might say, "This is only worth 7 cents. I'll throw it away." That would be crazy. He would miss out on some good things. A dollar bill is like what God did for the Israelites one time. God loved the Israelites as his special people, but they began to complain about God. The Lord sent venomous snakes into their camp so they would learn to not complain. God's lesson worked. The people stopped complaining and asked for help, so God made a promise. He told them to make a statue of a snake and hang it from a pole. Then God promised, "Anyone who is bitten can look at it and live." A metal statue cannot heal a snake bite. But just like a $1 bill, the snake wasn't important because of what it was made of. The snake was important because of God's promise. People who looked at the snake were trusting God's promise. Then when anyone was bitten by a snake and looked at the bronze snake, they lived. God saved your life with a promise too. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Money and statues can't save sinners, but Jesus can. That's God's promise. Rejoice and look to Jesus in faith. We come before God in prayer. Lord, thank you for your life-saving promise to take us to heaven. Help us trust in Jesus today and always. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.